Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That in hip hop, Young Dolph Week, Young Dolph and Paper Route Empire, Paper Route Illuminati. This is going to come out before the single Sunday. I'm going to spoil it for you. The single Sunday is talking to my scale. Ken, this joint here. Oh, shit. Look, I think it was right around, what was it, the 16 what?
16 Zips.
16 Zips. Since that project, we were saying, hey, we was going to turn up. We turning the fuck up. This joint, it starts off with that talking to my scale. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. Ken, we're getting now what we done, like 4 or 5 Project Young Dolph now. This, the growth. That's what I hear amongst all of these projects. His flow, the way he can jump in and out of things, the beats are more mature. They're just not your standard, typical, you know, let me go on YouTube and get a trap beat type of beat. There's more layers to it. When you listen to Talking to My Scale, oh my, that shit's hard as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
That shit make me want to go trap, man. That make me want to go, you know what I'm saying? Like, let me go get it out the street, man. Like, I don't know. There's only a select few rappers that talk to your soul, regardless of the content or the message that they're talking to. I feel like Young Jeezy did that with Thug Motivation 101. He inspired, like, all right, let me just go trap. Like, I felt like that. I feel like that with this project and Young Dolph.
Mm-hmm.
This project here, man, and I think it was a perfect way to introduce Paper Route Empire, which is his imprint, you know what I'm saying, and the artist that he works with. Now, I'm not sure if all of these artists are signed to him in terms of Big Unk. I did not do my Googles. I did not do my research. Obviously, I know Key Glock is. That's the man. There was Young Dolph. Right up under him is Key Glock. So I know Key Glock is. But I see Big Unk is on here a couple of times. Kenny Mooney. You know what I'm saying? There's other dudes that I'm not 100% sure. We see Jay Fizzle again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, another artist that he was featured on another joint, but we don't know. There's another dude named Jody Badass. So I don't know. I don't know if all of these.
That's a funny name.
Yeah, it is funny names. But I don't know if all of these artists are signed to him. But either way, this conglomeration of all of these artists, this shit works. This shit for work. Ken, Blue Boys? Shit. Yo. Ken, Young Dolph, I think one of the more underrated rappers. You know, obviously people are listening to him now because of his passing and things of that nature. And I'm not going to front like I was the biggest Young Dolph fan. I have not been, but he's always one of those guys I fuck with. I've always said that, and I maintain that. He's a guy that I fuck with. When he drops something, I'm going to listen to it. I like it, cool. I don't, okay, cool. Next one. You know what I'm saying? But man, I see what he was doing, Ken. I see what he was doing. He dropped this one earlier, this summer, July 30th, 2021. And this was perfect for that time. You know what I'm saying? Dropping it right in the second half of summer. You know what I'm saying? Going into the second half of summer. It's perfect. I like these joints. I don't know how I could, you know, fucking give you a damn review on. It's at least 10-12 artists on. It's a lot of mother. I can't tell you who's.
23 freaking songs.
And as long as shit. It's an hour, 18 minutes. Like, I'm not going to go fucking track by track. Hey, look, this is a long motherfucker. I fuck with it. This shit is hard, okay? Just listen to it. This shit is really hard. I don't think we've led you astray so far on this Young Dolph Week.
Yeah, it's no politics, no BS, man. I mean, you know, it's bloated.
It is, but very.
I understand why, because. You know, it's the blueprint, man. I'm going to get on, be independent, blow up, and then I'm going to start putting my guys, put my guys on and do my own label. And then this is how I'm going to roll them out.
Yep.
And, you know, we're going to see what sticks. And it when I was listening to this, felt like Snoop Banz was the one. Like, we already know Key Glock is already out there. Yeah. And, you know, we fuck with him too. But it looked like they were trying to really, Snoop Banz was on a lot of these joints, and they were really trying to push him. I don't know how I feel about him yet. But so I have to listen to more stuff of just him. But overall, I mean, I think it just does the job it's supposed to do in terms of introducing these characters that's on the on the label. A lot of them still have, like, you know, the soundscape is going to be very similar. I think it comes down to rap style. What are you telling? Like, how creative you can be and telling those stories. But yeah, there are definitely some joints on here. Like Mr. Glock was one that I fuck with. Dance is probably the longest track on here. That's a posse cut. And I love that beat on that shit.
Yes, that shit's hard.
It didn't sound like the title made it seem like it would go, which I like as well. Fucking Broccoli and Cheese, bro. Bro, that shit.
That's a Buddha beat.
If you got some goddamn 12s or some 15s.
That's that low. See, look. Hold on. We about to divert real quick. You understand the sizing of the subwoofers you said?
Yeah, because I had a pair of both.
Because we grew up in the era of the subwoofer. And you know 8s and 10s can't play this frequency.
No.
You put that in there, it's going to sound trash. You gotta have you some 12s, some 15s, and some, you know, some 18s. You know, I knew some people with some 18s.
Hey, I did too.
Hey,
then I get them low.
Hey,
yep.
So there's some beats that knock, but you don't know how much they knock unless you have the right equipment. This is one of them songs that if you got, like Ken said, 12s or bigger, this is how you test your shit.
Yeah, no, for real. Yep, I wish I had, man. Anyway. South Memphis Rugrats, I love the way that shit opened. That's a remix.
So what?
I don't know. I haven't heard the first one, but that beat was fucking nasty too. The way that shit opened.
Oh yeah, that shit hard.
Yeah. And Trust Nobody, man. Trust Nobody.
I think that's the hardest one on here.
Yo,
that's the hardest one on here.
Yeah, that shit caught me too. That the way he did that hook, man. But.
That intro was very No Limit-esque. You know, it just very ominous, very, you know, it feels like No Limit 3-6. Like, man, that shit, Ken, that shit hard.
Yeah.
That shit hard.
Yeah. There were a lot of other stuff that I didn't quite connect to.
You said, it was bloated.
Yeah, but it, you know, but again, I'm not going to knock the overall project, you know, as a whole, because it's like a compilation. You know, and that's kind of how I view. So, you know, it's gonna get some passes for some of those tracks that are less than stellar. You know, man, whatever. You know, but man,
but that's why I wanted to do this one, because I feel like it shows where, like, I feel like we started where Dolph was,
there you go,
and where he was supposed to go. And this is one of those projects that was a glimpse into the Paper Route Empire. Because if you look at it. It says Young Dolph and Paper Route Empire. So all of you other niggas is my Paper Route Empire.
Yep.
And he was introducing you to everything that we're doing. And that's why I felt this, because Ken was asking me, hey, man, look, we need one more. This is the one I sent.
This was a good choice.
Yeah, because it's like, it paints the picture of Young Dolph.
Yeah. We almost came full circle because we've done a 2021 version album of his earlier this year anyway. So... I think this is the most recent project of his. And yeah, I think you're right. We started at the beginning, went to the middle, and now we're you know, at the end of where Dolph was
at,
you know, before he passed. And I think it gives a really good picture of him. And now it's like, you know, I was listening to this, I was like, damn, who out of these guys would have made it? Who out of these guys would have been good enough to definitely do a career, you know, regionally, like where they at? Because that's how it starts. I think we already know about Key Glock. I think this Paper Route Wu. I think he may have been the one. Yeah, I think he was the one that kind of, even though he didn't get pushed, he was on a couple of joints on here, but And Snoop Band's got a lot.
Yeah, Snoop is almost on everything.
Yeah. But I think Paper Route was gonna be the guy. Mm. But yeah, man. But yeah, this was fun to listen to.
Yeah. Ken, I'm gonna introduce a new rule. In the fourth quarter hour of the E365. If it's too long, we ain't doing favorites. Or at least I'm not doing no damn favorites. It's too damn. Look, bro, this shit a movie.
Mm-hmm.
This shit's the length of
for
a
real.
Movie.
Yeah, this shit went on forever. Yeah. When I was playing this, I was like, "Ooh, Jesus Christ." That's why I'm glad, like, and you know, in each quote-unquote quarter, there was like one or two jams that kind of kept me going. It was definitely long enough. But I thought Dolph, while he was here, I think he did a good job of kind of letting his guys, do their thing.
Exactly. Look, yeah. Ken, if we're going to give props to Benny and BSF, Conway and Drumline, right, that's what it's called? Drumwork. And Westside with Griselda, we got to give props to Dolph and what he doing. We do. Yeah. That's the route he was going.
Yeah, I just like, now what happens to, like,
what happens
next,
to those guys?
Man?
Yeah.
You know, because he was paving the way, man.
Yeah.
So I guess now, my eyes are on Key Glock. I want to see
how he takes the baton. Yeah. That's a lot of pressure, though.
It is.
That's a lot of pressure. And a lot to live up to.
Like, was it his vision? Like,
yeah.
Man, yeah. So that's the other thing. If you don't have, like, the vision for it, how do you continue going?
Yeah.
So, unless you just soaked up game. But, yeah.
But look, we are not done with Young Dolph Week, but we are almost there. I believe we got Single Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So that's where we at. Look, we love you guys. We appreciate you guys, 2022. But look, we love you guys. We out. Peace.
Peace.